He is on trial in Los Angeles for the murder of Ellerin, who was his neighbor, and another L.A. area woman, Maria Bruno, who was mutilated and killed in her bed on December 1, 2005, at age 32. He's also charged with a vicious knife attack on Michelle Murphy, then 26, who awoke in her Santa Monica apartment on April 28, 2008, to a hooded man on top of and stabbing her. Murphy fought back and survived, and in the process, she secured the DNA evidence that would identify Gargiulo as her attacker, according to authorities, and ultimately link him to Ellerin, Bruno, and what prosecutors believe was his first murder, the 1993 stabbing death of 18-year-old Tricia Picaccio in the Glenview, Illinois neighborhood where Gargiulo grew up playing with Picaccio's brother. Gargiulo, who went on to marry, have children, and own a plumbing business before his arrest in June 2008, has pleaded not guilty. His repeated change of lawyers, and the 3 years when he insisted on representing himself, is blamed for the delay in getting him to trial. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The methodical and systematic slaughter of women by Marco Gargiulo, the boy-next-door killer, that's what this case is about, prosecutor Dan Ackerman told the jury in opening statements. For more than a decade, Gargiulo would identify a target who lived near him, Ackerman asserted, and then watch, shadow, stalk, and hunt down the victims relentlessly as part of his plan to kill. Leading what Ackerman called a double life, Gargiulo fancied himself a forensic science expert and was able to evade arrest for the attacks until Murphy fought him for his knife, drawing his blood and leaving a trail of blood evidence as he fled out her door and across the alley, separating her apartment from his own. That blood proved a match with DNA found on Picaccio's fingernails and on a bloodied disposable booty, like those commonly worn by home appliance repairmen to keep their dirty shoes off clients' carpets, found in front of Bruno's apartment. Gargiulo's defense attorney, Daniel Nardoni, asked the jury to keep an open mind. Life teaches us all that things aren't always as they may first appear.